Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. This morning we're going to continue, as I said, in our message on Kingdom Faith in our series. I want to talk to you about this morning what I've entitled Heirs of the Throne. Heirs, not when I was giving the title to my wife this morning, I told her not Air Jordan. Heirs, H-E-I-R-S, not heir. Tell someone right now, I'm an heir to the throne. Look at someone else, tell them, I'm an heir to the throne. That ought to get some of y'all excited. Yes. We're not paupers. Our destiny is not that of lack and poverty, but we are heirs to a throne. Let me start with a verse of scripture in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. If we'll get that up on the screen, Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 1 and verse 6. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And hath made us kings. God calls things that are not as yet as though they were. He can do that. And it'll work every time. Because if God said it, it's got to come to pass, right? So he calls us kings. He has made us to be kings and priests. Now let's get into this thing about kings. Since you are an heir of a throne, let's take an example in Great Britain. Okay, they have a kingdom, right? And there's Prince Charles, that's Queen Elizabeth, Prince Charles. And when Princess Diana was alive, they had two sons, Prince William and Prince Harry, right? Now, it's interesting because if you follow how their life, they were born into royalty. Tell someone, so was I. You are a royal priesthood. We're born into a much higher dimension of royalty. But from the conception, when they were born, they were trained to become royal in the kingdom of the UK, the United Kingdom. From birth, they were taught they were royal. Even before they were old enough to understand what royal meant. Let me say that again. They were taught from birth that they were royal even before they could understand what royal meant. Even at such a young age, from birth, it's important for a prince to be told who he is. See, our issues are often that from birth to the time that we were born again, we weren't told that we were heirs of a throne. Some of us were told we wouldn't amount to anything. And there was abuse and ridicule and criticism. Tell someone it's time to flip the script. No age is too young to begin learning self-identity. How many know we've been pounding this for years and years? You have to know who you are. And not according to your peers or your upbringing or experience, but according to the Word of God. Now, before birth, when Diana was even in the delivery room, there were tutors that were on hand to begin the work. Amen. While she was in the delivery room, they had their packages there, whatever area they were to tutor these children in, they were ready while she was in the delivery room. Isn't that something? Their job was to teach the young prince who he was and train him how to act accordingly. How a prince would act. Why? He's an heir to the throne. He had to learn posture, behavior. Somebody say speech. He had to learn all these things that were expected of royalty. He had to learn how to walk, talk, think, and behave like a king. You know, when we walk by faith, this is the, if you know me, you've been around in any length of time, you know, years and years, we've taught this. Because ever before you see things manifest, if you believe them in your heart, you'll start to walk them out. If you're an heir of a throne, you'll start acting like. If you don't have two nickels to rub together, holes in the bottom of your shoes, put cardboard in there, shine them up. Why? You're a king. It might not have manifested yet, but you're a king. I guarantee you, though, if you believe it and you hold on to it, it will manifest. Sometimes you're around the wrong crowd. People that don't see themselves as kings, don't care for much out of life, negative, you know, complainers, you know, don't want to see you prosper. So sometimes you have to break those relationships and get around the right ones. Amen? Your posture, your behavior, your speech must be that expected of royalty. As a child of God, you ought not be always complaining. If God is on the throne and he works all things together for your good, why are you complaining and murmuring? And striving and disputing. One of my favorite verses, Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Everything proceeding out of your mouth ought to be ministering grace to who's hearing you. Amen. Not corruption. Not criticism. Not backbiting. It's quiet on both sides of the sanctuary. Amen. Say amen, lights. Why? Our posture, behavior, somebody say speech. And speech must be that expected of royalty. I like hanging around positive people. People who feel like, you know, it may not look like there's a way, but you know what? There is a way. We can get this done. Or it will happen. It may take a little time, but it's going to happen. If God said it, it's bound to come to pass. I won't be around them folks. I don't see how that's going to happen. I don't see how you're going to do that. The question is, because of experiences that we had, I have a question for you. Are you a mental slave? Are you imprisoned in your mind? Do you have roadblocks? Are you being governed by your experiences, the bad experiences, phobias, fears, doubts, unbelief? We must learn to feed our faith and starve our doubts. Starve him till he can't move. We must be retrained in our behavior and in the mindset of the kingdom. This is why we're so on kingdom. You must be trained to have a mindset of kingdom, not just a religious mindset of church. I go to church, I pay my tithe. That's wonderful. But that's your limitation. You just go to church. But you have to understand, it's bigger than a building. And the church is not a building. Look at someone right now and tell them, if you saved, you the church. We must be retrained in our behavior. First of all, you're born again. If you really understand that, that is incredible. Born again, not of the flesh. You didn't go back in the womb and get born again. Not of blood. It had nothing to do with blood. Not of a man's sperm. Nor of the will of man, but of God. That's what makes you a son of God. Three times we see in the scripture, sons of God, other than ourselves. The first son of God was Adam. Why? Adam was created by God. There was not a male and a female involved in that. God did that. You see, the angels are called the sons of God. Despite what some people may argue, angels are called sons of God. In chapter 6 of Genesis, we see the sons of God. Those weren't the sons of Cain. Those were the sons of God, angels. Why are they called the sons of God? They were created in mass by God. There was no male and female involved in that. Then we see Christ, the Son of God. Why? He just borrowed Mary's womb. Joseph had nothing to do with it. He had to cover her and protect her. But he was born of God. It was Christ coming through the womb. And then the Bible says, now ye are the sons of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. If you really understand, you are a race, another race, different from just the human race, called the church. The bride of Christ, all colors, all shapes, all sizes, but we are the church. We are born again. That's why we can't just be doing church, struggling the church. They hold too long. He preaches too long. What time is it? My barbecue's burning. You just doing church. But you gotta understand, you are the church. In him we live and move and have our being. Now, in order to learn royalty, God's given us something or someone. His name is Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord.